Welcome to East Meets West, a joint production from Radio Netherlands Worldwide and News Radio India. I'm Chavi Sachdev, and in this edition, we're talking about love, boy meets girl, you know, romance. Love is a universal, but just how close are the worlds of East and West when it comes to igniting the spark of passion? This week, we're taking a look at the peaks and pitfalls of dating in modern-day India and Europe. We talked to 8 young men and women from different worlds and got their take on how relationships work. Stay tuned. You may find the differences and the similarities surprising.
Hi, I'm Sonia and I'm 22 years old. I am in a relationship, but I'm trying to come out of it.
My name is Sachin Numani. I'm 20 years old and at the moment I'm single.
I'm Diane. I'm 22 years old and I'm from Holland. And I have a boyfriend, and I've been with him for more than 2 years.
I'm Laura, I'm 22 years old as well, and I used to have a boyfriend for 3 years, but since a month I'm single. We broke off because I cheated on him.
My name is Shreya, I'm 25, and I'm single.
Hi, I'm Vishnu Malani. I'm 20 years old and I'm in a relationship right now.
Before we hear from these people, let's take it to Floor in Holland.
I'm 23 and here in Holland, that is considered to be too young to meet your partner for life. My parents' generation came from a conservative Christian culture and they settled down pretty early. But these days, things are different. So what kind of relationships then do the young and the hip have? And what are we looking for in relationships? And if we're not looking for Mr. or Mrs. Right at this age, then how do we go about looking at least for Mrs. Right and right now?
If I like a guy, I would not try to pick him up or something. I would just look at him, feast my eyes, and that's it. I'm a little shy, and besides, I feel, you know, I'm better than him. He should be the one to actually approach me. I would not be the one to approach him.
No, I'm kind of an introvert. I don't like going up to people and talking to them. If I know her through a friend or something, then I would obviously ask my friend to get me introduced to her. So that becomes a little easy for me. Otherwise, I would just stay back and enjoy my drink.
I don't ever see myself as fitting into the dating scene, as it were, because, I don't know, I've just never been part of the system or the mainstream, you know. I know that, you know, there's a bunch of youngsters who all studied the same time as I did, and I, you know, when I go to these, you know, popular watering holes in the city, there's one called Turquoise Cottage, all of them are there, all listening to rock music, and, you know, but somehow, that's not how I meet people.
But where do the majority of people meet each other and what happens on a night out? Find out when we return. The majority of the hip and the young gravitate towards local watering holes on a Friday night. East or West, it certainly seems to be a global phenomenon.
See, there are all kinds of people. Many meet at parties or pubs, you know, whichever is feasible for them. If a girl is, you know, if she's allowed to go for a night out, she would meet a guy at a party or at a club or anything like that. But she's not, or if he is not, and in many cases, even a guy is not allowed for night outs. So then they would meet for movies or for, say, coffee, over a coffee. Or at times, you know, the intellectuals, they even meet in bookshops.
What are you looking for when you go out?
Well, for me, it's not really his looks, but it's more the way he acts and the way he moves and the way he laughs and the way he dances, just everything together. It all has to look like nice and attractive to me.
I don't have any, you know, any problems dating a guy, provided that he should be presentable. He should be nice to be with.
I am a very quirky person. The strangest things can attract me to a person, and earlier it was always eloquence, which is very silly, which is very schoolgirlish, but that was one thing.
And then you like someone and you're attracted by them. What happens next?
Well, it depends how much I like him. If I'm totally in love with him, then I'll probably kiss him very quickly.
There's no hurry. You can just take things at your own pace. Just trying to see how you can spend a couple of hours with that person and if those couple of hours can lead to anything else.
What about things like one-night stands?
It happens sometimes, if I like him.
I've never ever spent nights with my boyfriend. In our family, night outs are just not allowed.
What is your purpose of going out?
Well, it depends on the girls where I'm with. Because if they're single, we're going to look for boys. And if they're not single, we're just going out for nice music and dancing and drinking and having fun.
It's funny, the girls we talked to, whether in Holland or in India, met us in diverse locations. But the boys? Well, we universally found them at the nightclubs. Here's Floor from Amsterdam, who went out to a disco on a Friday night just for the sake of getting us this story.
I'm standing here on a Thursday night. It's almost 12 o'clock. It's party time. People are going out right now. I see flocks of girls walking around, nicely dressed up, lots of makeup. They wear skirts, thick jackets as well, because it's quite cold. I'm going on a night out with a couple of my flatmates to try and find some guys to talk to and see what they think of Dutch girls.
I'm Joost, I'm 25, I'm single.
And I'm Lucas, I'm 26, and I'm single too.
We're out in town because we were just drinking some drinks with some friends, and now we're basically just talking how to get as many chicks as possible, basically.
And how is that?
Well, you don't want to be sexual at first, right? Because it just turns the chicks off. If you go, hey, so you have to be relaxed, you have to show that you're an interesting guy, then you're building a kind of bond with someone, and then you can go, once a girl's comfortable with you, only then can you take it to a physical level. So it takes a lot of time, and that's fine.
And how long is a long time?
Like 4 to 5 hours. If you're quick, huh?
Reinforcing every stereotype. And does that also hold for the Desi Bandas? Where does it go from there? Find out when we come back. On a Friday night, I'm at a popular Bombay spot called Zenzi, and there are about an equal number of guys and girls here. I've just come from another happening club called Aurus. At both places, the music is loud, the drinks are flowing, the crowd is well-dressed and focused on one thing, chilling out after a hard week. And all the boys, even the ones with girls beside them, are quite definitely checking out the girls.
I think anyone who says that don't do it, they're lying. It does not happen.
I do look forward to it every Friday night. I try to get lucky, but I don't get enough.
In the West, when we say get lucky, we usually mean to end up in bed with somebody. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, kind of. I do try to get lucky in that way. But in Bombay, it doesn't work too fast. Girls are very smart over here, plus the culture keeps us behind a little bit. It's kind of difficult if you have to work things out and then just plan your innings well.
Oh, right then. Boys will be boys. They're just so obsessed with sports. Play your innings well indeed, huh? Well, what happens after that though?
I just get introduced to her and then start talking, and then if it goes on good, we carry it forward to the next day, exchange numbers, and then we start meeting quite often, hang around a little bit, and if it clicks, then that's what I mean, lucky.
If say, I met a guy, his idea of a first date might be going to a club or going to a pub for party. Mine would not be that. Mine might be, sitting down on a bench in some garden, in some park, and just talking about things. So to understand me, that is something I would really appreciate in a guy.
And the first kiss, when does that happen?
When does the first... Well, it's a moment, It's a moment. It could happen on your first date. I don't think you need to think about when to kiss. It just happens.
If, say, for the first 3 months you held hands, the next month you would want to kiss the person. And it is very much human. Be it in India or America or anywhere, it is the same way.
In the India we know and love, dating is a fairly recent phenomenon. People seeking out their own partners and, heaven forbid, going out with them and meeting them in public it still makes a lot of parents anxious, which means that even in suburban westernized metros like Delhi and Bombay, it's often done in secret.
See, in India, the number of people you date is less. In the US or in the West, people don't get married early. But in India, it's more or less of a social pressure that you have to be a settled man or a woman by the age of 25, 27. So we don't really get to experiment that much. So whether or not the relationship is working, we eventually get married to whoever is in our destiny by, you know, the age we are 25, 27.
It's happened with another friend of mine who's about 24 now. And she was dating this guy from Bihar. She's also Bengali. And her parents said, look, you can't marry a Bihari, so just finish your relationship off. And she did. She did that. Without a word, she did it. It's not something I would do, and it's something that a lot of people wouldn't do either. People generally put up a fight. But it happens so often. I've seen so many relationships just break up because of community, religion, yes.
I always make it a point and I make it clear to her that it's kind of temporary. I can't commit anything at the moment, so if it's fine with you, we can go ahead. Otherwise, we can just stop right away.
So why date then?
Because this is our age to have to just have fun around and see what it is like. Later on, if you become old, you can't have all these things back in your life.
So the boys we talked to in India squared off. One said arranged marriage is the way to go. The other said he'd choose his own partner. But we found some common ground between not only our ladkas, but also the Europeans. More on that when we come back. Here's another universal theme we found relevant to all the young people we talked to, East or West. Parents.
If your parents don't like your girlfriend, what happens?
Too bad for them. It's about you, isn't it? Yeah, definitely.
So I don't think that's been like a barrier. If you're compatible and you want it bad enough, you'll go for it.
We youngsters, we don't really let parents play any role in our relationship.
But keep in mind that the people we spoke to in India are not in the majority. Remember, 20-year-old Sajjan was quite clear that his parents' choice is his choice, which used to be very much the norm. But Hollywood, globalization, education, NRIs moving home after stints abroad, they all contribute to changing our attitudes to traditional values.
Yeah, there's this strange dichotomy between your parents looking for you and at the same time, you looking for yourself, you know? We're in that slight halfway house zone, which is why there's a lot more conflict here.
I think people all over the world, especially in the Western countries, have a major misconception about India in terms of how cultured we are. Yeah, we are cultured, but that does not mean that we aren't changing with times. And it differs from person to person. Like some people, you do get the typical, you know, arranged marriage type of stereotype crowd, but you also do all the teenagers, at least I know, I do not know of a teenager right now who wouldn't be open to dating.
Maybe not in theory, but in reality, the jury's out. Independence versus parents and tradition. Kissing and getting lucky versus waiting till marriage. What do you think? Are we on a crossroads? And which way is our youth going? East, West, in between? In this episode of East Meets West, we touched upon meeting, dating, kissing, and even marriage. But what about the birds and the bees? Tune into our next episode for more on relationships in East Meets West, a joint production from Radio Netherlands Worldwide and News Radio India.